Now, as far as how much time I spend on this, I take as much time as is necessary, but I don't take more time than is necessary. So I don't beat a dead horse. As soon as somebody knows that they're a sinner, if I say, hey, the Bible says, we've all said, yeah, of course, yeah. Boy, do I know that. Well, let me show you five more verses on that, though. Because I'm so thorough. There's no point, right? It doesn't make any sense. I mean, if I show somebody they're a sinner and just immediately, yeah, of course we're all sinners. Okay, point two. We deserve hell. That's what it says. Done. Move on. No reason to just stay there. Now, some people just think, well, you can't be too thorough. Yeah, you can. Why? Because people only have so much time. You're going to lose people's interest. People are going to get bored. Now, on the other side of that are these kind of wham, bam, one, two, three, repeat after me types, and we definitely don't want to do that. So we want to take as much time as is necessary. And look, if you're dealing with somebody who's mentally disabled, this could take an hour. You know, this could take a really long time, and it's worth it to take that time. But you just have to gauge who you're talking to. This is a dialogue that you're having where it's going to be different with every person. You know, if somebody's catching on real quick, you move on. But typically, point one and point two go pretty fast usually. Unless they choke on it, then you have to kind of park it. Then when I get to the part about who Jesus is and explain that, if I get the feeling that this person already knows a lot about Jesus, then I don't need to spend as much time explaining who Jesus is as somebody who has no clue, right? So you kind of gauge their reaction. You kind of look at them as you talk to them and decide how much time they need to understand who Jesus is, to understand the concept of his death, burial, and resurrection, which isn't really that complicated. Doesn't really take long to explain that. And then as far as what must we do to be saved, if they instantly see that it's believe, then two, three verses is sufficient, and then you move on to the eternal security point. Now, how long does this take altogether? My typical gospel presentation, if I walk up to a door and that person is very receptive, it's just kind of that perfect door, where it's sort of like the demonstrations that we upload to YouTube. Like, I have a video on YouTube called the Basic Soul Winning Demonstration Video. And I uploaded that video 10 years ago, literally. And, you know, that video right there is just kind of a perfect scenario of that door that you want to find, right? Where that guy's just ready to get saved. But let me tell you something, there are a lot of doors like that. I've had a lot of experiences just like that demo. So my basic gospel presentation, if it's a really easy door and people are just receptive, takes me 10 minutes to go through the plan of salvation. Because it only takes me probably 1 minute or a minute and a half to tell them that they're a sinner and that they're on their way to hell. Because that's not that complicated, right? A few minutes explaining who Jesus is, a few minutes on the fact that it's believing, and then I spend about probably 4 or 5 minutes on the eternal security of the believer, because that's the thing that people are usually the most messed up on or have the hardest time grasping. It's the concept that people struggle with the most. I mean, we're a sinner. Oh, it's easy to get people on their way to hell. It's obvious. It's right there. We know hell is there for a reason. You know, Jesus is the Son of God. You usually have people at hello with that. You know, okay, Jesus died on the cross. He was buried and rose again. These are simple things. But where the rubber really meets the road is, what do we have to do to be saved? You know, and the fact that we can't lose it, because that's what really shows that we believe it's by faith. Because a lot of times this losing your salvation is a back door to work salvation. Did I say a lot of time? 100% of the time, that's what it is. Okay. So the point is that, you know, we want to spend as much time as is necessary, but we don't want to beat a dead horse. Okay. And we want to spend most of the time talking about the things that they need to hear the most, like about the fact that salvation's by faith and that you can't lose your salvation. So those are the things that I'm going to spend the most time talking about. Now, in a super receptive, just unbelievable situation, you know, maybe this could come down to like 8 minutes or something possibly for me, but usually it's going to take 10 minutes for an easy door. And for a more challenging door, maybe 15 minutes. But you could get doors where you spend 20, 30, 40, 50 minutes. I've spent hours preaching some of the gospel. And I'm not saying that that's the wrong thing to do, because sometimes that's appropriate as long as you're making progress that whole time. I'm not going to spend hours just arguing with somebody. But sometimes somebody is sincere. They're trying to understand. They're trying to learn. Maybe they're mentally disabled. Or maybe they're just really steeped in a false doctrine. And they're trying to see it, though. Or they're at least interested and receptive. Then, you know, I'll spend as much time as is necessary with that person. I've spent hours with someone that eventually at the end of a few hours got saved, right? But typically this process takes about 10 to 15 minutes in my experience.